Thank you, Heavenly Father.
I follow our Lord.
In Jesus' name we
pray.
Amen. Praise the Lord. We have two sections of what I'm here to do this morning. The first one is to look at our topic for today, and the second one is to pray. So we're looking at a topic I call business diseases. And we'll start from Psalm 12. Verse 8. We take all our principles from the Word of God. Psalm 12, verse 8. What did I call our topic? So if the business is sick, it's good to find out why, and now it might be healed. Psalm 12, verse 8. The wicked walk on every side when the vilest men are exalted. Have we opened that place? Can we read it together, please? What is that passage telling us? It is telling us that leadership is very important in anything that is happening. And that immediately you exalt the vilest men, then wickedness will be walking all over the place. It shows the importance of good leadership in whatever you are doing. I have seen so many sick people in my life. I have even prayed for so many sick people in my life. I have seen people without two legs, and they still exist. I have seen people without two legs and without two hands, because it was inside a bomb blast, and he was still alive. I've even seen people without two eyes, and they still remain alive. But I'm yet to find somebody without a head, and he's still alive. The day you find one, please let me know, so that I can share from your experience. Importance of the head. So if the business is sick, the first place to look at the leader, the head. You start from that place. Now look at Judges chapter 21.
It's
so easy to sit down and blame the economy when the Bible says the earth is the Lord. So easy to blame the whole world without taking a look at the person who is handling it. Look at Judges chapter 21, verse 25. It says this. In those days, there was no king in Israel. Every man did that which was right in his own eyes. That's what happens when there is no leadership. In Judges 2, chapter 5, from verse
6,
Judges 5, from verse 6, in the days of Shamgar,
Sangari,
the one that somebody called Shagari a long time ago.
The
days of Shamgar, the son of Hanaf. The days of
Jael.
The highways were unoccupied, and the travelers walked through byways. The inhabitants of the villages ceased. They ceased in Israel until that I, Deborah, arose. That I arose a mother in Israel. So there was chaos until there was leadership. In Matthew 9, in the New Testament, Matthew chapter 15, verse 14, Jesus.
Yes.
Speaking.
Don't sorrow.
And it's very bad when Jesus says this to somebody.
Oh, see, bro, but just about to
let them alone. They be blind leaders of the blind. And if the blind lead the blind, both shall fall into the ditch. What are we saying? No business can rise above the level of its leadership. Nations rise and fall according to the effectiveness of their government. It's the same thing for everything. It's true for businesses. It's true for organizations. It's true for churches. It's true for families. When the leadership fails, the followers are scattered and they become easy prey for predators. When leaders then are destroyed, lawlessness will prevail. Amen. Shout hallelujah. They used to tell us that there are various kinds of leaders. There are some people who are born to lead. Like if you became the daughter of the Queen of England now, maybe whether you like it or not, you have to take over when she dies. There are some people like that. Although some are born like that to live, they don't really have the qualities. It's like that Oba in somewhere in Ondo State. When they wanted to make him Oba, instead of him to refuse and run away, he thought it was going to be an easy life. He still wanted to be going to his disco. And yet he wanted to become king. So he was king, was still going to disco hall. So they removed him from activities on becoming of a king. Some achieve leadership. Some have leadership thrust at them. But wherever God puts you, whatever business He commits into your own hand, when you manage it well, then you do the right thing. I've always wondered, I don't know about you, what leaders of defeated armies feel like. Maybe there is war now and there is a fight, and one leader lost. I used to wonder what they feel like. I have a small idea. No, when we were in primary school, we had a football team. One of the best teams in town that time was the Catholic school. They had the best football team. Every morning when we were busy still trying to get to our own school, we would see their footballers running all over the place. Before they start the lectures in the morning, they will have done exercises, run all over the place. Then came the final, and our team had to face that Catholic school. Then our captain went to somewhere and got a magician. When they went there, the man collected money. I said, no problem, you win and you give them 7-0. I said, how are we going to do that one? I said, no problem, I'm going to urinate all over the pitch. When, like with small boys, if it's now, we'll have thought, how many gallons of urine will you use to circulate the whole football pitch? I didn't think about that one. So we paid him and he urinated. Amen. And nobody saw him. He said it. Now we started the football match. By the first half, we were 4-0 down. And we used to have wicked teachers in those days, not like now. At half time, they just took us inside one classroom and gave everybody 6 strokes. Everybody in the team. Then they gave our captain 12. Then we ran out again, holding our backs. And we only succeeded in reducing it by maybe 1. At least they scored 3 more. So we ended up with a 7-0. But those ones, their homework. They did the exercises. Oh, we're not interested in all that one. It's like the story of Mother Crab. That Mother Crab slept one night. She had a bad night. And then woke up bitterly complaining that our children do not walk straight. And Mother Crab complained so much that, why are you always walking by the side? At why do you walk like drunken people? So Mother Crab said, now I will show you an example of how to walk straight. And she walked even worse than the children by the side. I think we should close our eyes. My business will not be an example of failure. In the name of Jesus, open your mouth and pray. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. We preach holiness within and without at Mountain of Fire. But with all that, I think I've read the Bible from page to page. I cannot find a single reference that says that a Christian businessman has to be poor. Amen. I still cannot find one.
Okay.
If you do, let me know. What I find in the Bible, that all the holy men in scriptures were rich men. So holiness and wealth, God's giving wealth. Not for one night. They get on well. The psalmist says, I've been young, and now I am old. I'm yet to see the righteous being forsaken, or his children begging bread. That's the standard of scripture. So if God leads you into business, there is no way you should not become millionaire. As far as the Bible is concerned. So this is how we're looking at all these things. So in a nutshell, what I'm saying is that there are different kinds of business leaders around. So the first thing to examine is you that you want to start the thing. Because the kind of leadership that will prosper in business, that will have divine prosperity in business, will have to be the kind of David leadership. Leadership that will pursue, overtake, and recover. That is the kind of leadership. Amen. So that kind of leadership, you will be encouraging and inspiring those that are following you. Now that you are the first person that will enter into the shop in the morning, into the business center, and everybody is saying, oh God, what is wrong? Madam, hope there is no problem. And you screwed up your face, not smiling at anybody, and you are so sad, and everybody knows that you are unhappy. And already, the way you enter into the place in the morning, you have spread the gloom around. Sadness. Also, they start the day that way. That is not the kind of leadership that will have divine prosperity. That kind of leadership must have a vision. You don't just sit down there and just remain where you've been for 5 years, 10 years. You see the same set of biscuits, the same set of kerosene, the same old shop, no expansion, no nothing. No vision. Nothing. The same box of matches. No. You must have a vision. It must be a person of faith. Faith in the Lord. That no matter what happens, your God is in charge. It must be a leadership that can endure. A stable person. Those are the kinds of leaders in business that will make progress. Not only that, that kind of leadership must be open to correction or advice. You have to be like Brother Naaman. You wanted to go home. God has to do this miracle and he has to use my own style to do it. It has to be by my own method. So he wasted time arguing and arguing. Unfortunately for him, he made a proper prophet. He just gave the instruction and never even came out to see him, as important as he was. So go, dip yourself in the river of Jordan 7 times and you shall be made whole. Period. And the man ended up arguing and losing his temper. He wanted breakthrough by his own method. But he listened to the advice. And then things moved. Such a leader has to be prayerful and spirit filled. That is it, beloved. These are the kinds of leadership that can get divine prosperity in business. So much for that. If the leaders now are sick, then the business too will be sick. It's simple. You cannot take it elsewhere. What are these kinds of diseases that affect business leaders? Actually, they are all in the scriptures. One is what we call a mountain of fire, foundational problems. That's why Psalm 11:3 tells us, if the foundation be destroyed, what can the righteous do? That is, how? When? Why did you become a business person? Do you know why you are there? How did this start? The initial capital that is used to start the business, where did it come from? If it came from the wages of sin, then don't be surprised that it will eventually have problems. If it came from unrighteousness, eventually it will collapse. If it came from stealing somebody's land or somebody's things, or being smart, like the Americans would say, smart in the unrighteous way, then it will have foundational problems. That is the first disease. The foundation of it. How did it start? Maybe somebody started off business by selling palm wine. And from there, he moved to hairdressing. With the money of palm wine, he established an hairdressing salon. And from that one now, he's selling snacks. The snacks will always remember that its foundation is palm wine. And then problem will come later. Because the foundation is all wrong. This is why when some people get born again and they come to the Lord, they first of all become poor. Because all that wealth that they gathered when they were in the world, in an unrighteous manner, God shakes it out of their lives so he can then put his own proper one in place. Two. This is number two. This is number one, is foundational problem. This is number two. It's lack of purpose. No purpose. At least you're just experimenting with life. Say, what is moving now? Say, it is salt. And you rush there. So you buy the salt, Then after some time, say, what is now moving? Say, it is comb. You are off again. Sir, now what is moving? Say, it is a taxi business. So you are just going all over the place. Lack of purpose. It shows that you didn't really ask the Lord what you are doing. You are doing trial and error. And life is too short for you to be experimenting with it. You have to be sure of what you are doing. You must have a purpose. Three. It's lack of vision. Those are the diseases of business.
I'm
not planning big for yourself. You know, a person can plan big in faith. Not that you are proud, but you're planning big. And you're putting your boast in the Lord. Psalm 34, you know, it says, my boast shall be in the Lord. The humble shall hear it and be glad. Without vision, certain people perish. You don't even know where you are going. Where are we going? What are we aiming at? Without that kind of vision, the business will have sickness.
For
it's lack of direction.
I need Tony.
You just take off according to what somebody is suggesting to you. Didn't get proper directives from the Holy Spirit. And so the person is into the wrong thing. And God cannot bless what he has not initiated. Didn't tell you to do it. You are doing it. You are asking to bless it. No, he won't answer. Because you started it on your own. 5. Inexperience.
I knew really.
When you want to do a thing, you have no information. Nothing. No investigation. Nothing. Let's assume you cannot even pray as hard as you should pray. At least you have some experience of what you are doing. You are doing a business where you don't know anything, you know next to nothing about it. And so somebody will be telling you stories. And you cannot say yes or no. Amen. I have so many friends who went and bought sewing machines and just packed the thing inside the shop, rented the Sierra Leonean, put the thing inside, and said, begin to sew. And those ones will be telling stories. Amen. Because Madam does not understand what the language. What they are saying. Amen. So inexperience is bad.
I knew you could.
You want to live in a street and you want to sell something on that street. You didn't first of all walk all over the street to see what they need and what is already oversubscribed. Somebody, the first house is selling Omo and Bonvita. The second house is selling Omo and Bonvita. The third house is selling Omo and Bonvita. And you two, a Christian, you went and gathered the same Omo and Bonvita. Put the thing there. Amen. I have so inexperience.
I knew, really.
6. Fragmented lives. When a person is not able to gather himself, even together, ordinary himself. And then you want to start a business. Then the thing would also be fragmented. You know, you cannot put this together with this. The person will be cheating himself. Or he will get into trouble. Without knowing. 7 is what we call in MFM vagabond spirit. When somebody is under the influence of what you call vagabond spirit, the person is moving about like Cain. Today you see the person in Okeani. Tomorrow is at Gatwick Airport. Next time is buying a malu at Kaduna or Cow.
That's
vagabond. Business life doesn't help. 8. Vagabond. Now, next point is planlessness. Not planning what you are doing.
I say, don't you?
When you're prayed without a plan, no program of action. You just carry the money, buy, sell. Carry the money, buy, sell. Buy, sell. Buy, sell. You never really sat down to plan anything else. Then the person will have business disease. The next point is corruption. Believers don't get involved in giving bribes. A believer could give something to somebody in appreciation, there's nothing wrong in that one. But a believer will not be bribing to get the way through. If you do that one, you may find it difficult to call your God into operation when if anything goes wrong. Point number 10.
Okay,
power drunkenness. All some people are looking for, so be able to have two or three people under them, then they will be giving instructions. Get power drunk. It's a business disease. Point 11 is pride. When somebody runs into trouble, you should be humble enough to ask for advice. Even you should be humble enough to ask people working under you for advice. If you don't, if you cannot do that one, you may be heading for a sick business. Point number 12 is the home factor. Who is your husband? The home. Who is your wife? Who is your husband? The home factor. Now, if there is always fighting and fighting and fighting at home, it will affect the business. Point number 13 is inordinate love for money. Excessive profiteering, just like money in any area that is coming, you really cannot be bothered. Point number 14, it's unteachable spirit. Don't want to be taught, you know it all, you know everything, completely unteachable. It closes one to God's miracles. That was why Peter could have fish. Because he didn't want to listen before, but he said, what he said, I just throw my net. And he did. Point number 15 is prayerlessness. You must pray about the business. Pray about the customers. Pray about everything you are doing. Everything else will be soaked in prayer. Because for a believer, his business is a ministry. And it's a serious spiritual warfare. And point number 16 is ineffective devotion. Your business should not keep you so busy that you have no time to do your quiet time. A believer should not organize a business where you cannot say, let us pray. Or you cannot pray in the morning before you all start. Because you are afraid that somebody will complain that, look, freedom of religion. I'm here to work, I'm not here to pray. And then you better remove those ones who don't want to pray. Point number 17 is the wrong company. You link up yourself with the enemies of God, then all kinds of troubles will be happening. And the last one I want to talk about is poor understanding of the spiritual nature of what you are doing. These are the diseases that you find normally affecting Christian businesses. So any successful venture of a child of God is a direct hit on Satan and his kingdom. Therefore, business is a ministry. And the kind of warfare that goes on there is terrible. Now I want to zero in down a little bit. In this environment, we are back to Nigeria now. I'll give you some general principles. This environment has some powers battling against business people. And it's there we take our prayer points for today. One is satanic contemporaries.
Only a one ba figagaga is satanic.
That is, you are competing with people who are satanic. I've shared this in so many places before. I think I want to share it again today.
It
was in this, my counseling room there. Man came and said, business is not doing very well. Although he has money crosses his hand. But you didn't used to know what you used to do with the money. Millions and millions. So I said, let us pray. But as we were about to pray, the Spirit of God said, don't pray for this man. Ask him to go and bring his juju here. Then I said, Mr. Man, I'm sorry, we're not going to pray. Go home and bring all your juju to this place. You know, he laughed till he almost fell down from the chair. So I was wondering why he was laughing. By the time he finished laughing, he said, doctor, I will need a trailer to bring them here. Then I said, okay, go and bring the most powerful one. And he said, just a minute, sir. And he rushed away and drove back to his house and came back with a bottle. Inside that bottle was a cobra snake. And it was half filled with concussion. I said, what do you do with this? He said, I drink it every morning. So why do you drink snake water? So when he drinks the snake water and he goes to a place for business, they dare not say no. So other people will be saying they are hiding their files. Nobody hides his files. After drinking the snake water,
they
say, bring it out. Quick. People bring out his stuff for him. That's not where we're going. Now supposing you have a business contract you are pursuing. You're a Christian. And this snake man too is interested. In the same business. So the believer wakes up in the morning and he's praying by the
door.
Amen. And that's the kind of prayer you pray by the door. The snake man did his homework well. He drank his snake water. Of course. He will get the contract. And the Christian who has power and didn't use it will not get it. So those are the kind of people you are competing with. You better understand it now. Those are the kind of people you are competing with. I used to feel sorry for accountants. Sometimes when you see people waiting for the accountants in companies, if you want to cause chaos, say, all of you, remove your clothes. You'll be surprised what some people have under. Why? Money. Those are the kind of people you are competing with. A woman went to a saloon and forgot a ring there. My ring. And when the saloon closed, the saloonist went to sleep. She started to hear sand inside the saloon. Something was crying like a baby. And by the time they opened the saloon, they found the head of a baby there speaking. That it wants to drink water. Amen.
Amen.
And when the saloonist was afraid, but
one,
she went and called an old man in the house. I was like, okay, give the thing the water.
And
they poured water on the head, and the thing began to vomit naira. The husband of the saloonist saw the thing and said, just pack out this house immediately. So is this the kind of thing you are doing? The woman said, no, somebody forgot the ring here. And the next person, the next morning, the person who had the ring came back and wanted the ring back. Those are the kind of people you are competing with. You better understand that one now. Amen. A man followed his friend to Luther Hospital. He was having asthma. And he said, And let's take you to the hospital. We thank God that this is Luke. You have asthma here. In the midst of the asthma, I don't want to go. Don't take me there. Eventually, he calmed down. Later, we discover why he didn't want to go to the hospital. He had a small tortoise underneath his clothes. Like tortoise. Why? Money. Competing. Those are the kinds of people. So it's not the kind of thing you do and you don't pray the way you pray here before you go. Satanic contemporaries. Two. I've come back to Nigeria now. Spirit of financial destruction. Suddenly the thing catches fire. And the whole of the place burns down. And the person starts from square one. That's the spirit of financial destruction. It happens. Suddenly the person carries the whole of the money that he has made in life. And gives it to somebody. And then the person then drops a note. I am now in Casablanca.
Notice, beloved, we cannot bless whom God has cursed.
You
cannot employ the enemy of God.
Oh,
very easy to be trusting. No. The way God operates, until you take that enemy out of the place, nothing happens. Won't bless you. It's part of the prayer we're going to pray today. To work out. Or maybe not work. Please. Spirit of wastage. Waste. Person buying something, wants to sell it. And the expiry date is March. And as of March, it's not sold half of it. And by March, somebody comes and says, I want to buy everything. He said, praise God. I've been looking forward to this kind of thing. Person comes and says, oh, you don't expire.
I'm not
buying again. Finish. The spirit of wasting. I will give somebody something to do. Cut iron. Either cut this iron for me, or sew this clip, or build this house. It builds the first one. It collapses. Okay. Fine. You have to pay back. All this place of wasted. Five. Pocket with holes. If you read Agai in the Bible, you'll find that one there. Pocket with hole. Person is earning the money. Money is coming in, but it's flowing out through some strange hole. I've told you five now. Six. Strange money. And this is where I'm going to stop.
I'll
continue next month by God's grace so that we can have time for prayer. When is strange money, like I was saying on Wednesday, comes into your money? It will cause trouble for the person. Amen. We're going to pray. And our prayer shall be focused on these six things I've told you. So, beloved, in the next few minutes, I'm sure the Lord will do a lot of things. Let's rise up on our feet and let's close our eyes and take this up aggressively. It is written of Jesus that the Lord your God has anointed you with oil of gladness above your contemporaries. That is, the promise of God which says, thou shalt be head and not tail, is forever true. Only if we can claim it,
be a valid bar,
appropriate it,
as you say,
collect it.
That is bar.
What we are saying today has no age barrier. A person can get away with 18 years old. And God
will
decide to make the person a multimillionaire. Once you can appropriate the principle and take the correct action. This is why this monthly meeting is important. To listen to what God has to say to us and to pray some particular prayers to the point of breakthrough. So that everything having to do with poverty is completely eliminated from the house of God. And I'm sure you are a candidate for prosperity. I paralyze every satanic contemporary.
Most of you are going to go to
in the name of Jesus. They will not succeed against me.
What is it? I say, you know, you
know, open your mouth and say that. In Jesus' name we pray. I want to be convinced that you pray that prayer. Number two, because you spirit of financial destruction. I bind you.
But dear,
let's open our mouth in the name of Jesus. Now say this aggressively after me.
You will fit.
FIB. Flee from my business. In the name of Jesus. You are going to go. That's right. Command them to flee in the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray. You the spirit of wastage.
Where may the rest of us
be paralyzed. In the name of Jesus. Paralyze every spirit of wisdom. In the mighty name of Jesus. Every pocket with holes be filled with the blood of Jesus. Let's open our hearts now. Be filled with the blood of Jesus. Every strange money, but where did you be neutralized? In the name of Jesus. Amen. Now we are now into specifics. Please, may sit down your seat,
Joko.
Sit comfortably.
Joko, yeah.
Sit right on your seat.
Joko, tell us.
The reason I asked to sit down
is
because we want to spend time on the last three prayer points. But I want you to believe God for a supernatural breakthrough. So that by the time we hold this kind of meeting next month, you'll have testimony. Amen.
Amen.
Okay. I take authority over the spirit of business failure. In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, listen to this.
Yeah, that is hilarious.
After this second prayer point,
then you could go
to you will now make a vow with the Lord.
Oh, I say, yeah, but Lulua.
And the vow will be something like this.
A general use to revive.
But Lord,
Lulua,
by this time next month,
no way you use to humble.
If you permit so and so thing to happen with my business,
so bad, Daru, come by, lie, you know, woman.
I will come and bless your holy name with this kind of thing.
My wife will come by book,
make it personal between you and your God. But first of all,
we are
going to pray this second prayer.
I
decree breakthrough in my business.
You know me in the name of Jesus.
In Jesus' name we pray. I give you time to make your vow before the Lord now.
Ask him for a
big sin. Don't limit God. I'm promising by the next business meeting.
Tell everybody, but there is a woman.
Pull your vow.
I get you, son.
The carabos and carabos. In Jesus' name we pray. Our final prayer point is this.
Okay, I can talk with you.
Let all my stolen blessings
be
returned sevenfold. In the name of Jesus, open your heart.